Hey everyone, Shahar here from Waves. Today I want to show you a couple of cool things about the CLA Classic compressors. We have the CLA 76, the CLA 2A, and the CLA 3A. Let's start with the CLA 76. I put this across my drum bus here, and no other EQing or compression on the drums at all. Let's hear what the drum sounded like before I put the CLA 76 on. Now with the CLA 76, again bypassed, back in. So it almost sounds like the drummer hit harder, even though the peak levels are at about the same spot. I'm only getting about between 3 and 5 dB of gain reduction, but that's the character that this unit adds. I've got my ratio set here at 8, my attack at 7, my release at 7. Now I've got the Blue unit, which sounds different. It's a different unit that we modeled that CLA uses, Chris Lord-Alge, on many of his tracks. So let me flip between the two so you can hear how they have different characters. So the preamp distortion sounds a little different. The unit just adds a bit of a different character, even though the settings were at the same place, the attack and the release were all at the same spot. Now another interesting thing I want to show you is the all buttons in mode on the ratio. Pressing this is the equivalent of clicking in all the ratio buttons at once, and it gives you that sort of explosive quality. Let's try that. I have another drum bus here, and put the CLA 76 on it and have my ratio with all buttons in. Let's give it a listen. Now without it. So notice it gives me that very explosive quality. I put my attack at 1 and my release at 7. And what I'm going to do actually is blend that under my more moderately compressed drum bus. All right, so now I have a little more impact out of the drums just with those two instantiations of my compressor. Next track we're going to look at is the vocal. On the vocals, I put the CLA 2A. Here, what I'm going to demonstrate is how you can get quite a bit of gain reduction. I'm going to go at about 20 dB of gain reduction and get presence, get character. It still sounds good. Give it a listen, just the vocals without any compression on them at all.
From something that's good, yeah, to something that's great.
And with the compressor.
From something that's good, yeah, to something that's great.
Now that adds a lot of presence. It gives it a little bite, brings it a little closer to the listener. Now just keep in mind the gain knob on the left is not an input, it's actually an output. So changing that is not going to change the amount of gain reduction you have. If you want to change your gain reduction, you do that with the right knob. Now this high frequency parameter here on the side allows you to change the signal that's getting sent to the sidechain of the compressor. So with the CLA 2A, it starts off flat, that's the default. But if you pull it to the left, then it's actually pulling down the lows of the signal going into the sidechain, which means the sidechain is reacting more to the highs. So you can use that sort of as a de-esser, for example. You may notice you're getting less gain reduction and therefore more level. That's because we're lowering the lows that are getting sent to the sidechain so the compressor isn't reacting to all that low energy. So that's what that thing does. All right, now the next track is my acoustic guitar track. I put a CLA-2A on my acoustic guitar, and here I'm going to compress it more moderately, just between 3 and 5 dBs, but notice again how it adds character to the acoustic guitar and gives it some presence. Here it is bypassed. Unbypassed. Bypassed. Unbypassed. So notice when I unbypass, it gives it character, it gives it a little presence, and that's with just a little bit of gain reduction, and my peak level's at pretty much the exact same spot. Last but not least, let's take a look at the bass. I put the CLA-3A on the bass. And again, I want to get the same output levels, at least on my peaks, to really hear what it's doing. So here it is bypassed, my original DI bass. And in. Bypassed. And in. All right, so it gives it a little body, brings it up front in the mix, just a little bit of grit, which is exactly what I'd want in this situation. So I'm going to play you these four tracks, the drums, the vocals, acoustic guitar, and bass, with no compression on them, and then with these compressors from the CLA Classic Compressors collection engaged, and see if you like what it does. The output level is almost the same.
Something that's good, yeah, to something that's great. And all things are
bypassed.
When you can't tell whether it's day or night, and you've got it all. You don't even know.
Bypassed again.
Just how cool you are. I'm broke. To me it's a joke, 'cause I've got these songs and you, I hope.
So I think that adds a little bite, a little character, and some nice presence to all these tracks, and that's using just these compressors with no other EQs changing between those two demonstrations, the A and B. So hope you find that interesting, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.
You got it all.